Praise the Lord. Message number 297. The title of this message is Zacchaeus Repentance. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 19, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was a rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you always send to your church as a blessing so that we'll be encouraged, we'll be enlightened, we'll be lifted up, and we'll be directed in the way that you want us to go on. I pray you expand the message, make it clear, and let your people get blessed. I pray for repentance. I pray for the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I pray for people to rise up, to serve you, to give their life fully unto you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, anoint my lips and put a statement and scriptures to enlighten your people with your will. I pray for help, healing, your grace abound. I pray that the harvest that you desire of sending this message shall be accomplished and you will receive the glory that belongs to you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jericho was the first city that the Israelites had entered and captured from the promised land. And it was the city supposed not to be rebuilt again. And even Joshua put a curse that whoever rebuilt Jericho will be cursed. And that's true. The one who laid down the foundation of Jericho was cursed, that his firstborn was died and up to his last born. But with the life of Jesus in our life, the curse can be turned into a blessing. Christ entered Jericho. I'm not telling that you disobey God and you receive the blessing. No. I am saying even if there is curse and Christ enter your life, as you repent, the blessing of God will flow. There is salvation and there is a blessing of the Lord. We come to know from the scripture that as the Lord Jesus visited the city of Jericho, in particular Zacchaeus and his family got saved from that visit as a fruit of Jesus' visit to that city. Zacchaeus was a rich man. He was a chief tax collector. And from what we read from the story, that this man was a cheater, he was a thief, He was extortionist. He was a person who was greedy for money. He was greedy for money, and he was using his job to extort money, to make money, to take advantage, to abuse. He was so a greedy person that you never come to your mind that such kind of people would repent and be saved. But with the Christ, as we say, the curses can be turned to a blessing. People who are criminals can be changed and transformed. People who are selfish and greedy, like this Zacchaeus, can be a source of a blessing to others as they repent. Amazingly, we have read that Jesus had called the sinner person, and he told him, "Come down today, I must abide in your house." You know, we know that the Lord had come to seek and save those who are lost, as we have read in verse 10, "For the Son of Man," as Jesus declared, "is come to seek and to save that which was lost." That is truly correct. But the Lord would not call Zacchaeus and enter his house unless Zacchaeus had shown an initiative for repentance. And as we know that we look into the external appearance of man, we look to Zacchaeus as he's a wicked man, but Lord, at that moment when he's passing through Jericho, he have seen the repented heart of Zacchaeus. He has seen the desire of Zacchaeus to get rid of all his sin. He has seen how Zacchaeus was willing to draw near to God, willing to be away from sin. And here now, the Lord is seeing your repented heart as you are willing to draw near to Him, as you are willing to serve Him, as you are willing to give up your sinful nature. Today, the Lord is calling you back. He is willing to come and enter your house and abide with your home and with your family. What we can observe from the scripture that we have read, the signs of repentance from Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus took the initiative to see Jesus. You know, we have read in verse 3 and verse 4, he sought to see Jesus, who he was. From his heart was burning. He was hearing about Jesus, he was hearing about miracles, and he was even maybe thinking, "Lord, oh God, I hate my life, Lord. Come and change my life, oh God. I hate money. I hate the tragedy. I hate extortion." He was seeking the Lord. And at that day, as we have read also, he could not, for the press, there was too much people crowd, because he was little of stature, and he ran before. What he do? He ran and he climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Zacchaeus used the opportunity to repent and to come back to God. Many people, Jesus keep coming to their lives, but they are not willing to give up their sins and use the opportunity to repent. But I believe today, you who hear the message, you will give up your sin even this time. See here, that Zacchaeus was willing to repent. Even he was short, he climbed a tree to meet the Lord. Whether you are short, listen to me, whether you are long, whether you are tall, whether you are thin, whether you are fat, if you are willing and willing to repent and come back to the Lord will make a way for you to come back to Him. Amen. He did not waste the time. He used the opportunity of repentance that God had opened to you. God had opened to him, and God had opened to you today. Don't lose the opportunity to repent. Zacchaeus, he obeyed the Lord immediately. In verse 5 and 6, he said the Lord to him, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Hasitam, you come quickly. Don't waste time. I should abide, I should stay at your home. And verse 6, what had happened? And he made haste quickly and came down and received him joyfully. Once the Lord spoke to him to come down, he obeyed immediately. Many people, when God is calling them, they will answer the Lord, not this time, Lord. I am busy, Lord. Maybe next year, Lord. Oh, Lord, I am a sinful man. I am a sinner. You know, some people, you know, as if it is not a humility, it's arrogant. God is calling you, repent, turn away from sin. Don't be like Peter, he tells the Lord, away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. No. You see here Zacchaeus? Immediately, Zacchaeus' repentance was clear. And he was not double-minded when Jesus called him. Don't be double-minded. Jesus is calling you today. Repent, leave everything, and follow the Lord. Zacchaeus joyfully received Christ. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Christ, when he went to that place and he wanted to come into Zacchaeus' life, Zacchaeus was happy to receive him in his house. Zacchaeus showed his repentance when he received Christ joyfully and was glad to hear from Jesus, "For today I must abide at thy house." You know, for Christ to abide in your house means that you need to surrender your own will and your own life in full to him. Don't be afraid. When Christ coming to abide in your family, in your life, it means a blessing to you is coming to you in your life. Don't be afraid like others. Christ will not take away from you good things. God will take away when he enters your life, he will take away your sin. He will take away your sadness, your fear, your doubt, your sicknesses, your poverty, your ignorance, your naughtiness. God will transform you. His coming into your life will be a blessing into you. What more sign that Zacchaeus, he showed repentance, and we can learn from it. Zacchaeus did not justify his sin and his wrongdoing. You know, when the people murmured when they saw Jesus entering Zacchaeus' house, when they say, you know, they all murmured saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. You know, here Zacchaeus, he hear that. And he did not justify himself or spoke wrong against the people who criticized the Lord because of him. He did not say to the Lord, "Lord, why they are speaking like that? You know my heart, I'm a good man." No, he did not say like that. He accepted, you know. It is correct when the people, they say that, why he entered Zacchaeus' house, they have the right. Because Zacchaeus was a bad example, a bad testimony. He was a thief, extortionist. Now here the point here, Zacchaeus took it positively that the people are speaking correct things. What I need to do? I need to correct myself. I need to prove to others that I repented. So what he say? He stood up and he announced his repentance in a correct way. He said to the Lord, he did not say to the Lord that that's wrong. He accepted. He told him, "Lord, today I give half of my money to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone, I will return 4 times. He did not say, "I did not cheat." He said, "I am willing to give back. I am willing to accept my sin. I am willing to accept the consequence of my sin." Zacchaeus corrected his bad testimony. Many Christians, when they come to the Lord, their bad testimony, they don't correct. They keep doing wrong. They keep stealing. They keep telling lies. They keep fighting, they keep greed, they keep abuse, they keep oppression. That need to be corrected. Your bad testimony, it will reflect on the testimony of Jesus. They will say Christ is good, but the Christians are bad. We are discouraged by those people, and that's correct. That's correct. We need to repent of our sins. We need to compensate our wrongdoing. We need to pay back what we have taken away that does not belong to us. Zacchaeus willingly gave to God what is due to him. We have read what he said now when Jesus hears these things. You know, when the Lord hear this, the testimony of Zacchaeus that he will give his half of his money of his good to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. You know, the Lord said, you know, the Lord announced that salvation had come into that house. You know, repentance is very important for salvation. You know, Zacchaeus, he did not play a game. Lord, there's a nice table I'll prepare for you. I am so happy to see you in my house. Lord, thank you for answering my prayer. You know my heart, I am good. No. Zacchaeus confessed his sin and make a restitution of his wrongdoing, all of his wrongdoing in the past, his history. He was willing to clear up. And that's why you say this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Now let us go more and see about the repentance of Zacchaeus. So you will understand what God really wants from you. You know, when Zacchaeus said that half of my goods I will give to the poor, you know, there's no one have told him, you have to give your rich, you have to give to the poor. But he is willingly, spontaneously want to give to God what to do for him. To give to the poor, to give your tithe, to give your offering, to give your first fruit, to give your alms, it is giving to God. And that is, you have to do it willingly, your burnt offering, your thanks offering, your offering for whatever things that God prompt your heart to give, your sin offering, all are required by you to give it to the Lord as you are repenting of your sin. How Zacchaeus come to decide about to give half of his money to the poor? Possibly, you know, in Luke chapter 18, while the Lord was also moving around, there was a young rich man who came to him, and he told him how what I would do to inherit eternal life. In the course of that discussion, in verse 22 and verse 23, we can read the following. Now when Jesus heard this thing, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. That rich man was not willing to go along the condition of Jesus and willing to give something to the poor. It might reach the ears of Zacchaeus when Jesus spoke to that rich man. And Zacchaeus was willing to give spontaneously to the poor, as we have read. And Zacchaeus stood, we need to stand firm, stood and say unto the Lord and in publicly to the people, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. It is not about boasting. He was not boasting. His sin was greediness, extortion. He is repenting publicly. That is his testimony. Zacchaeus giving not to cover up his sin, but to pay back to God and to do willingly what his word declared. Many people, they offer food and make banquet to cover up the cheating and the corruption that they are living in. And that is not repentance. Repentance, to go back to the sin, hate it, kick it, change your life, compensate the loss, bear the consequences, and come back to God. Sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus, and salvation received only by repentance. Repentance is to turn away from sin, going back to God, willing to pay back, willing to bear the consequences of your sin. Zacchaeus, as we have spoken also, willingly restored to God what he had cheated or stolen. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Zacchaeus was willing to bear the consequence of his sins and was willing to compensate those whom he cheated in accordance to the word of God. It's not that you take five pieces of gold, you return it back. You know, in the Old Testament, there's a law of restoration. In Exodus chapter 22, verse 1, it says, if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. See, hear that. When you take something from somebody and hurt him and harm him, you are causing him, you are causing him big loss, and you need to compensate for him, his time and his efforts, the psychological trauma, his loss that you have done. When you are troubling the people unnecessarily, and that's your sin, you need to repent of that. Zacchaeus was more than that. What is his repentance? Zacchaeus was more mindful that he and his family to be saved. You know, when Jesus announced and said, this day salvation come to this house, he did not say salvation come to Zacchaeus. He came to the salvation had come to the house of Zacchaeus and his whole family, for as he also is a son of Abraham. Jesus declared on that day, and he recognized that Zacchaeus and his greed of money that he repented on had brought salvation. How Zacchaeus' sense of repentance, it came also from his care and his love for his family. You know, Zacchaeus recognized that his greed and his love of money and greediness would destroy his family. In Proverbs chapter 15:27, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. You know, those who were greedy, they would destroy their family. But those who have hate gift and hate greed and satisfy and content with what God given them, they are happy, and their family also, glad. Zacchaeus knew that, and he need to repent so that the curse will not fall into his children. Zacchaeus, in his repentance, he got the opportunity to teach his children through the good example of living honestly and in contentment. You know, how he would tell it to his children, don't be greedy, don't cheat. He need to repent. That is the best teaching material we can give to our children. We stop our watching TV. We stop telling lies as a parent. We stop fighting as parents. We stop speaking bad words. These are all teaching materials rich to our children. Instead of speaking and fighting, we're doing the good work. We care for them. We be honest. People fight us, we don't fight back. We kneel down daily, we pray, we teach them to read the word of God, we show them how we trust God and his word. That is the best example for them to follow. This is the best teaching material. This is the best illustration for them. Parents who repent are the best teachers for their children. Zacchaeus, after he repented, he was the best teacher for his whole household. You know, those parents who repent, they are the children of Abraham based on faith of Abraham, based on the faith and the deed of Abraham, and therefore they are fit to raise up their children in a godly way. Jesus says about Zacchaeus, he announced the salvation of Zacchaeus, and he say, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. You know, God said about Abraham the following in the book of Genesis chapter 18. Book of Genesis 18, verse 18 and 19, the Lord said the following about Abraham: Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. You see here, being a son of Abraham, being a son of the Lord, being parents who want to live a godly life, we are called to direct our children, to command them, to keep the way of the Lord even after we die, to do justice and judgment. And that's what Zacchaeus did in his repentance, to show honesty, to show justice, to show mercy, to show honesty, and even judging ourselves willingly and allowing God and the Holy Spirit to examine us, so that we would repent and we will change ourselves and we will correct ourselves, so that we will move in the right way. And in this way, we will give opportunity for our children to see our good examples, that they will follow, that we can correct and we admonish and we encourage them to live a life away from sin in the Lord, making them a disciple of the Lord, and they will be the one who will carry on the work of God in the next generation. Let's come to the Lord. Lord, I thank you. Pray to God now. Lord, I thank you for your word that you give me. I thank you, Lord, for you make to me clear and show me the thing that you need me to follow. Confess your sin to the Lord, whatever your sin, cheating, lying, fighting, extortion, abuse, laziness, taking advantage. Lord, I repent of these sins, O God. Lord, I am willing to bear the consequence of my sin. I am willing to pay back and compensate those whom I hurt and I harm. Lord, I am willing and joyfully receive you in my house. Come and abide with me. As you say, if you obey my commands, I and my Father will come and abide in your house. Lord, abide in my house. I commit my life to live for you, O God, and to serve you. O God, I thank you for your word that you sent to me today. O God, I thank you for your word that you sent to your church, for your servants, for your people. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus. O Lord, the purpose of sending this message shall accomplish and you receive the glory and honor. You raise up many people who will serve you and walk in your ways. O God, take the message and to the people, to the places, to those who are waiting, to those who are willing to listen, and use it to raise up workers and servers and servants of yours. O God, I pray for fruit hundredfold that you will reap in the life of your church and your people. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.